Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Whether you're looking to start a career with no student loans or change careers to land one of the happiest jobs in the world, yep, that's construction, Build Mississippi can help. Visit buildmississippi.com to learn why a career in the trades deserves another look. buildmississippi.com. Your future is waiting.
Fans from every SEC school and beyond. The latest morning headlines and sports talk hosts that call it like they see it. Welcome to the People's Sports Talk Show. Contact the guys at 331-2508 on the Elite Realty text line. Now, here's today's edition of Mississippi Sports Today.
Finish line to the work week has arrived, and we are live in the Surf Pro Studio for this Friday, February 7th edition of Mississippi Sports Today, presented by Tupelo Coca-Cola, featuring our trio of Friday hosts. Back in the saddle, Will Kohmeyer, ready to go for a big broadcasting weekend, are you?
Yes, absolutely. A lot happening down in Louisiana. You got a Super Bowl, you got Ole Miss playing LSU in hoops, and you got Kohmeyer at La Tech. You got a little college basketball tomorrow.
La Tech.
A little La Tech and FIU.
Rustin.
Yes, Rustin. Yep, Rustin bound. Right after this show is over, I'm hightailing down the Rustin way.
That's not really in Louisiana.
I mean, it's pretty close to Texas. I mean, I'm talking about the guy that I'm working with and the crew. They're from Dallas. And that's 3 hours for them to Rustin.
Over then, five for you, right?
Yeah, probably about five and a half.
Yeah, Rustin. I spent a week there one night. It's a long story. Also joining us, Brian Rigby, Surf Pro Tupelo.
Yes. Good morning.
Good to have Brian along and ready to talk a little baseball. We're inching ever closer, and I know you're just stoked about being part of the Tupelo webcast and everything this year with Dylan.
Yeah, we will be doing our first broadcast on Monday. We will be at Corinth.
Okay.
For the Forsty game on Monday evening. So that will be audio only. You find that at TupeloAthletics.com. Or excuse me, GoldenWaveAthletics.com.
Yeah.
And
listen in.
And
I like baseball where it's just the audio.
Oh, yeah.
Gives you.
You would rather do that, right?
Yeah.
Listen than watch.
Yeah.
A lot of times, right? And
Dylan does a great job of putting all of that information out there, how you can listen and watch and stuff throughout the year. So follow Golden Wave Athletics.
Dylan was featured in a viral post yesterday with Tupelo head coach Ty Harden in with us. Coach, welcome back, sir.
What's up, guys?
Good to have you. And you guys did your schedule reveal.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, huh? Last week you wouldn't say much.
No.
You were a little on the right?
Right.
And yesterday was the big reveal, and you did it in a very creative way.
Yeah, it's
how'd that come about?
It's something that I've been kind of wanting to do for the past few years. You've always seen the Tennessee Titans do that, like in Nashville. They'll go down Broadway and ask people, like, guest mascots, and I've seen it be done before with an elementary school from a school a few years ago from somewhere out of state, and it's like, I'm telling you, this would be a hit. And it was, kind of unique, with some of the kids they got to do it.
So explain what happened for the folks who didn't see it.
So go see it.
Yeah,
I think that's probably the best thing on social media right now. It's hilarious. So you just
Will, you saw it too.
Oh yeah, right away. Hilarious.
Your schedule, and you go week by week and reveal. You know, and you let elementary kids, you know, first, second graders guess the mascot. Based on the logo, and they will guess the craziest things. And so, you know,
all right, go see that. Where can folks find that?
You can find that on Tupelo Athletic social media, on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. Yeah. I mean,
funny.
I'm going to say there's a million people that shared it.
Oh, my gosh. And you know what? It's not just us, but, I mean, like other coaches I saw on social media were digging it. They're like, whoever came up with this needs to get a raise. I mean, everybody got into it. I mean.
Kids say the darndest things.
They do.
Don't they?
What was one hippopotamus had one
the fighting hippos. You got them this year.
Hippos, the hairy mustache,
the hairy mustache,
the Pledge of Allegiance, and I think the best one, the last one, the Dollar Generals.
Yeah, the Dollar.
they're going to be strong this year.
The Dollar Generals are going to be strong. They're everywhere.
They are.
That's just hilarious.
Oh my
it's
God.
A must watch.
Oh, what a way must to start watch. A Friday. That's good stuff, Coach. But glad to have you guys here. Glad to have you in on the conversation at 331-2508 on the Elite Realty text line. We expect to
Hear from our regulars today. Having guys sign from your programs is a testament to the work ethics, principles, commitment, and character instilled in the program. Wednesday was signing day. We had a great time over at ICC. But, Coach, you had a busy day. But I counted eight. Correct. Is that right? Eight.
Eight from this month. We had three the previous
sure.
month. So 11 right. in all, possibly more going forward.
Well, East Mississippi and Northwest are going to have a Tupelo flavor, are they not?
They racked up. You know, Northwest has been racking up the past few years, but East Mississippi did a really good job with our guys this year. You know, we've got – and a few of those guys that signed yesterday, they're already on campus practicing
oh, wow.
and working out and going to school. So,
so early.
We've got six guys already in college right now that are enrolled.
And, wow.
You know, it's –
That's a testament, too.
It's just pretty good. It's a testament to the school and how, you know, we structure it. You can graduate at Christmas and you can go ahead and enroll in school.
It's amazing. You couldn't do that when we were growing
could
up.
Could not, man. No. That's what
I couldn't do it. For sure.
It was tough graduating 12 years.
Yeah. Exactly. It took a little extra time.
And it's an advantage for the player, it's right?
Absolutely. Yeah. We've had kids in the past that were on the cusp of – Do we sign him or whatever? He's a tweener. I don't know. Well, Coach, he can graduate in December and be on your campus in January.
Oh, and boom. I wasn't aware. Kim was telling me the other day about middle college.
Yes.
That's
yes.
available.
You can graduate Tupelo High School with an associate's degree.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Yeah.
There's like only two schools. Maybe there's only a few schools in the state.
I didn't know that existed. And I was that yep. is
Isn't that crazy?
What?
I mean, I know Colin, he had 27 credits of college when he graduated from Tupelo High. So he was
Where did he
on.
Get his smarts?
Yeah, from his mom.
That's
definitely not from dad.
All right, let's look at last night SEC women's basketball. Kind of a good news, bad news for our state SEC teams. Mm. Number 15, Oklahoma. We talked about their size. They took down Ole Miss 66-56 last night. Rebels are now 6-4 in conference, and it was Verhulst who had the big night for Oklahoma. 10 of her 19 points in the fourth quarter is really. Again, for Ole Miss, Will, the last few minutes.
I know.
Couldn't get it done.
They were right there to knock off a second straight top 25 team, but you're right. They just didn't do what they had to do down the stretch. They had four in double figures. And the Star Jacobs, this, you know, we talk about the transfer portal and, man, that's it. But this is where it works. She's been at Arkansas Pine Bluff the last couple of years, and now she's come on, and Star Jacobs is literally a star there for Ole Miss. I think she had a double-double last night, and isn't that just crazy how you're just hanging out in the SWAC, Arkansas Pine Bluff, and then all of a sudden, oh, I don't know if she can make the jump to the SEC, but they do.
And we've seen a lot of that in both men's and women's
right.
recently, where you've got the you know underdog is leading a nationally ranked team late in the game, and it's almost like they look up at the scoreboard and say, oh, my goodness, we're ahead. Let's don't blow it.
Mm-hmm.
And
play careful.
What? Play careful, and then you blow it.
Right.
Yeah, tough loss
yep.
last night for Coach O. And the Rebs, who will be hosting Kentucky on Monday night, another nationally ranked team, Wildcats number 11. They're one of, I believe, we counted yesterday, four teams in women's play that have two or fewer losses, Kentucky being one of those.
That's right.
And, of course, South Carolina took care of their business last night, so they roll on.
They normally do.
And then last night in Starkville, big win. You know, Will, we talked about it yesterday, this Mississippi State team sort of on the bubble already, but that helped last night.
No question, because right now they are on that bubble, and there are, most of the bracketologies that I've seen have them in there, but barely, so you've got to kind of finish strong, and that was a nice win last night against Arkansas, won by 23, jumped out to a lead in the first quarter, 28-17 after the first quarter. They came out shooting lights out, and they ended up shooting 47% for the game. They out-rebounded Arkansas 43-29. And Tra'Kayla Jordan leading a pretty balanced attack with 16.
And Arkansas turned it over 23 times.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to win when you do that. Mississippi State didn't have a great night either in that statistical category, 18 turnovers. They will host Alabama on Sunday at 1, kind of a preview to your Super Bowl. Okay,
yeah.
The big one last night, it was a good game too, guys. Tennessee 80. UConn 76, I believe. Did I see the first win against UConn since like 2007?
I think
for Tennessee.
Yeah, I think that's
been
right.
Been a minute, right?
Yep.
And what I saw in this game, if you watched any of it, Tennessee with the size, that Southeastern Conference sort of model, was the difference. They looked huge compared to Connecticut.
I know, which is kind of surprising because you always thought of, like, UConn through the years, they always have all that height right. and the physicality. But you're right, Tennessee, that was one of the keys last night. That was a big win for Tennessee.
I looked at the team stats, the box score, and almost every single category was dead even. I mean, the team shot roughly the same percentage, Tennessee a few points better, but each had same number of fouls, same number of turnovers, right at each other on the rebounds. It was a very good game. Well played.
Yeah, even matchup, and that's why it ended up coming down just beyond a one-possession game, a four-point win for Tennessee.
All right, we're looking forward to tomorrow in Southeastern Conference basketball. Big game on the plane. Swamp your Florida Gators at the number one Auburn Tigers, Florida ranked sixth. That's 3 o'clock. Talk about a juicy mid-afternoon game. And then in Como, number 10 A&M at Missouri, another good one tomorrow. Here's the thing, guys. Rebs and Dogs got some winnable road trips. Mm-hmm. It's nice. Doesn't happen often.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's two games that, you know, that both teams should or really need to take advantage of and not to go into these road matchups with a lot of pressure on you. Because sometimes when you're the favorite and on the road and the pressure of winning or not losing – it can kind of get to you, but it's two games, and I think that gives Ole Miss and State an opportunity to work out some things they've been struggling with, and for Ole Miss to try to, you know, get better at what we saw against Kentucky this week and rebounding, eliminating turnovers, and to build off of that.
Yeah, got to avoid that hangover from that big win against Kentucky. They're playing much better now, and LSU obviously favored to beat LSU. You got to be careful, though. And, Ty, how brutal would this week have been for practicing for Mississippi State after Chris Jans last week said after the loss to Missouri he was absolutely embarrassed for him, his coaching staff, his players, administration, the fans. They did not show up at all against Missouri, and they didn't play during the midweek.
Yeah, that's I don't know, this game I was scared me for State. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's you got to bounce back. I don't, it's a tough one.
Yep, right at Georgia.
It's a terrible week to have the bye in the
middle. It is.
You know, you want to get back out and
what cures losing is getting back and playing.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
And then you had to keep that taste on your tongue, that bitter taste, Brian, for a week.
I wonder if their legs will be tired.
I wonder if they fed them.
I don't know if you can run kids anymore, man.
Oh, yeah.
They get,
well, that's a good point.
They get, you know, as soon as they leave practice, they're like, I'm out. I'm transferring.
Yeah.
I'm not running.
Yep.
All right. A note from one of our listeners on the text line says you can't shoot 34% at home. 0 for 12 on threes, apparently referring to the Rebels last night.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's not a good. That's not some good ingredients there to pull off.
60% free throws at home. Oklahoma's playing some D too. So here's one from our friend Jerry in Pontotoc. Hello, Jerry.
What's Jerry saying?
Jerry says he's had pneumonia.
Oh wow!
Been out lately. Wanted to know this to Coach Ty. Have you spoken with Chris Jones lately?
I have not been able to. He's a busy guy this time of year, you know. Everybody and their mothers probably wanting to talk. I can't imagine how many people hit him up for tickets this week.
Oh,
that's the thing. Guys get to that level. It's hard to keep up.
You know, it's you let them be. And I can't imagine, like I said, since it's Houston's only 4 hours away to, you know, how many people are going to try to go to that?
Right. Yeah.
Family members.
Yeah. This is true, and Brian, you have close relationships with guys like Roy Oswalt, and we've had several on the programs. It's just, even when they're retired, I'm like, I'm not going to bother that guy. It's just, you sort of feel a little awkward about approaching them.
Yeah, I mean, you have to make sure that the friendship comes first, and you don't want to, you know, hound them, and because they will put their distance between you and them if you are constantly after them and stuff. And I was talking to a country artist here recently. He was playing in his home state, close to his hometown, and speaking to him before the show, I said, how is it? I said, it's got to be exciting. He said, man, I just wish people would just go buy their own tickets.
Isn't that something?
It's kind of my job. Yeah. Yeah, sell those.
I just wish people would go buy their own tickets. I said, you probably got a lot of cousins this weekend.
Cousins. Exactly. All right. Good morning, guys. Thank you. Super Bowl winner will be the Chiefs. Chris Jones, AI, said hello.
I want to talk about something else about college basketball and the SEC.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Arkansas, if they could find a way to win this Saturday against Alabama, come into Fayetteville, look out. This is a team that's making the turn at the right time. Two big wins.
Yep. They've definitely turned that corner.
It seemed like Cal had a few seasons at Kentucky like that. They'd stumble. You know, get into conference play, lose a couple, and all of a sudden, everything start. And he was playing with a lot of one-and-done freshmen, so it took a while. Right. And I can imagine that same – I mean, he walked into a group that he had to piece together. Took a while.
I mean, it's about getting – basketball, for sure. It's about getting hot at the right time.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go over a couple of more things since we have big weekend ahead. We wanted to pass this along because we enjoyed our visit at Itawamba with all the coaches and everything this past Wednesday. And they mentioned you guys, by the way, Coach Cogger and the rest of them. But Itawamba's got a kid that is just killing it over there. And their baseball season is 4 games in. They are 3-1. Well, they won their first one on a walk-off. And Madden Butler from Corinth was named not only the Mississippi Community College Player of the Year of Week, but also the National Junior College Athletic Association Division II Baseball Player of the Week. He's an infielder pitcher, and look at the week he had.
That's how you start a season. Right. I know. From Corinth, where Brian will be up there with Tupelo on Monday. 5.45 batting average, a double, triple, a couple home runs, a couple walks, so he's patient. Had 6 runs batted in, scored 7 others. I mean, 7 runs in 11 at-bats. How about that?
I know Coach Collier's got to be happy with that, and also, you know, playing in that brand-new renovated stadium and field, and so it's a good time for him.
Yeah, that's exciting. Today they'll have a doubleheader against Olney Central from Illinois at Roy Cressup Field. Roy Cressup, shout-out.
How about that?
Love me some Coach Cressup.
Oh, he was phenomenal. Did you ever get a chance to –
I didn't. You know, he was at Houston at one time.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
What a great guy.
Used to do some games with him.
Listener of the broadcast here every now and then. Thank you, Coach. And that's at 1 o'clock today, the first pitch for the doubleheader for ICC baseball. Back at it today. All right. We touched on, Coach, your busy signing day with 8 committing to community college program. So just overall, has this been the most you've had?
It's kind of on par.
Is it now?
I think 11, 12, 11. I think that's kind of around the, you know, frame right there. It's been kind of on par. You know, expect that next year going forward. And, you know, you get 11 to 12 guys go play college football every year. That's a good number. We were trying to calculate it the other day, how many guys since we've been here that are still on a roster somewhere. I talked about it at a Kiwanis Club the other day, and it was a pretty big number.
I heard you were a hit, by the way, at the Kiwanis Club. Yeah, everybody was looking forward to hearing from
you. Yeah, prepared a speech, or you just sort of lay it out?
I just try to, you know, talk about our program. Yeah. It's easy to talk about.
Talking about this program, Mississippi Sports Today, you're talking about? Or
You probably got several questions. Coach, what's it like to work with Jed Chatterman?
I want to ask Coach about one player, Tyreek Darden. I think it was Achilles injury.
Achilles injury, correct.
A kid that I was just, you know, overwhelmingly impressed with throughout the year. Big physical guy, can go up and get the football, very athletic. I just wondered if that injury hurt him a lot.
It did when it come to this. You know, I mean, I think he would have signed with at least a group of five school. You know, a kid that's played a lot of ball for us. I think he's a power four athlete. You know, he's a 6'3", 205-pound, kid that could play safety, he could play linebacker, but he was also he's our best receiver, you know, and a kid that, you know, he recovers the right way. You'll be seeing him at some university in a year or two, you know, showing out.
Oh, and you just had a listener ask about the impact your guys will have on Northwest program.
Well, I mean, they've, you know, just this past year, them winning the state championship, playing basically for a national championship. Some of the better players, Fred Adams signed with Coastal Carolina. Katie Gibson, he signed with University of Charlotte. There's four more guys on that roster that are, you know, that will be sophomores next year. That will, I think Jaquan Morris will be a starting corner for him next year, and he's already getting tons of Division I offers right now.
Still a factory up there.
And so, yeah, what they're doing is they're ahead right now because they're getting an indoor, 100-yard indoor, I think, getting new athletic dorms, the money that they're funneling into the program. It's tough for some of these other community colleges because, you know, I mean, when you got five helmets to pick from, these different type of jerseys, you know, the best facilities, I mean, it's – you know, they're doing a really good job up there.
Keyword there, commitment. I mean, you appreciate the commitment that you get, Ty, from the administration.
Exactly. And that's, you know, that's what it's about. And in today's world, it's keeping up with the Joneses. Mm-hmm. And who's catching up? You got some schools that are, you know, that are trying to play catch up. You know, we talked about it the past few years. Holmes Community College is a school that is doing everything they can to make football more a priority. You know, East Mississippi always did, Gulf Coast always did, and so it's you know, it's who can one up each other each year, you know, when it comes to facilities and money.
And quite a few baseball players are headed that way from there too.
Yeah,
they're already there, and then quite a few more headed that way.
There's three on the roster right now, I think, at Northwest from Tupelo. I know, and I think they're going to sign several more off this roster at Tupelo right now.
Wow, yeah. Keep on keeping on, y'all, on the text line. Just got a couple of notes here. Your boy Eli got snubbed, indeed. The Hall of Fame announcement coming last night with NFL honors. I'm not big on award shows, but I did see where Josh Allen was named the MVP.
Yep.
Well-deserved.
I think so.
Yeah. I think so, too.
Yeah.
That was, they made the announcement on the guys that will be inducted. Thank you for saying hello. One more here from the text line. Go on with AJ and the Eagles. Hotty toddy, Ricky in Aberdeen. And it just popped up. Tell Ty to come back home to Houston. Look for a head football.
Yeah. How about that Dampier going to Pontotoc?
Offers coming.
Yep. He's you know, he's got a connection with Pontotoc. His dad coached there, mm-hmm. and you know, they're a 5A school now, and you know, he'll do a really good job there. I was talking to him yesterday. You know, setting up some, you know, 7-on-7 scrimmages and stuff because he's a guy that doesn't mind playing, you know, elite opponents. He done a great job. The cover's not bare in Houston, I guarantee you. I mean, he's he did a great, you know, two North half appearances and a lot of wins and tons of athletes there. And so it's I'll expect the next coach to step in and do a great job for sure. I know Houston will do a great job, whoever they hire.
Yeah, absolutely. Keep it going, Houston. All right, when we return, we're going to keep it going with Super Bowl stuff. We've gone over a lot. But today we're going to talk halftime show. You're not going to believe some of the stuff we come up with here. Props you may have missed. We'll continue to take your predictions and preview our big day out of Buffalo Wild Wings at 11 today. Super Bowl edition of our Pick 6 Challenge. Hanging with the coach, Brian Rigby, and Will Kohlmeyer on this Friday edition. Mississippi Sports Today.
Looking for a deal on the best burger you've ever had? It's BOGO Mania at B-Dubs. On Mondays and Wednesdays, get one Buffalo Wild Wings burger and get one free. Tuesday is BOGO Traditional Wings. Buy one and get 50% off. And Thursday is BOGO Free Boneless. Buy one, get one free. Burgers Mondays and Wednesdays, Traditional Wings on Tuesday, and Boneless on Thursday. Hurry, it's a limited time offer. It's BOGO Mania, only at Buffalo Wild Wings in the Tupelo Commons.
Hotty toddy.
One on, fly ball, right field. That's a jack. It's gone. Showers in. Swing and a miss. He's stuck. Yeah.
Miss Baseball.
Picks it up, bare hand, throws the first. He got it! He got it! I can't believe it!
Catch all the action right here on your home for Rebels Baseball.
Your Hottie Toddy Station, Super Talk 101.9.
It's Bobby Bascom from Automedic. Bobby, when you say we speak the language, what does that mean?
Just that, Craig. We speak foreign imports language, specializing in BMW, Mercedes, Audi, Lexus.
You mean you speak BMW?
Wir sprechen Deutsch.
Gesundheit!
Translation? We speak German imports, and we're local, so there's no need to drive hours to your dealer. Automedic 3552, Jeff Homan Boulevard in Tupelo. Reach us at 844-9379. We speak the language at Automedic.
Mr. Booth, I tried to phone you today, but the message said you have no service.
Yes, I'm having the same problem a lot of my business friends are having in the Corinth area. Our phone system shut down and there's no one to work on it.
Sounds like a job for ASI.
ASI?
ASI got us up and running at a much better deal, and we're discovering new ways to communicate with our clients like you.
New ways? ASI sounds like just the service I need.
You need ASI. 662-534-4987 or go to asitelecom.com.
Hi, this is Brian Rigby, owner of ServPro of Tupelo. ServPro is the nation's leader in cleaning and restoration. But here at home, we're more than that. We're neighbors helping neighbors, friends taking care of friends. Whether it's storm, flood, or fire damage, our pros will make it like it never even happened. Our staff has over 150 years combined experience in residential and commercial projects. Visit ServPro.com or call 690-6502. ServPro of Tupelo, here in your community, here to help.
Featuring a different lineup of hosts every day. And your comments on the Elite Realty text line. This is the People's Sports Talk Show. Now, back to more of Mississippi Sports Today on Super Talk 101.9.
Hey, welcome back and good to have our good friends, Coach Ty Harden, Brian Rigby, Will Kohlmeyer in the Surf Pro Studio today. Good to have you along wherever you may be listening, via our stream or, of course, Super Talk 101.9. Don't forget our podcast available anywhere you listen to podcasts. Just look for Mississippi Sports Today. I want to see if this
After
will...
After an exciting 2024 season that culminated in a state championship, it's now time to move forward to 2025 and get set for the 2025 schedule release, Coach.
I'm really excited to turn this over to the Parkway Pandas down the street. Let's have fun with this reveal.
From yesterday. Okay. All right.
Dog. Wait, you look like a bull.
Look like a bull.
Dogs. It's a bull.
For Brandon's Bulldogs.
The Brandon Bulls coming up, right? Okay.
It
Game
looks
two.
Like a hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus is good. Oh, this guy.
The Hedgehogs.
Hedgehogs.
A hedgehog.
Yeah. The Houston, Tennessee Hedgehogs in week three.
This is a good one,
zero.
Too.
The zero.
Oh, zigzags. Ole Miss, but with lightning. And this is a Pikachu tail.
It is, Pikachu and it looks tail. Like a Pikachu tail. I remember.
The Oxford Pikachu tail is coming up. Yeah, we won't do all of it. That's just a sample of that great work that was done there. And Ryan Kuhn was big in producing that.
It's Ryan and Dylan did a fantastic job. I mean, Mary Rollins Culpepper at Parkway.
She's here on the Facebook post, too. If you want to go check that out. Best place, I think, is your Facebook page, right?
Facebook or Twitter.
Twitter's the other one. That's where I saw it first on Twitter.
Tupelo Athletics.
It's hilarious. We gave you a little taste there, the schedule revealed. And, Coach, last week you said you had one of those games circled already.
Which say that again?
Did you say you had one circled?
He's probably got a couple. I don't know how you start with a tougher one. I mean, how about Brandon in the opener?
I mean, come on.
I mean, you've got three defending state champs. You know, five that appeared in a state championship game, you know.
Five.
So CPA out of Nashville was the biggest private school in the state that won the state championship in Tennessee.
Right.
You got West Point defending state champs. You got Hartfield that was the private school state champs in Mississippi. And then you got Brandon, obviously, that we beat in the state championship, and you have Houston, Tennessee that lost to Oakland in the state championship in Tennessee, and so you got to – it's
sounds like Mississippi State's SEC schedule.
Yeah, you and Jeff Lebby, you guys need to talk talk it over. I'm curious about the connection with Nashville. How did that all go down?
Man, somebody kind of is actually – you know George Jones from Tupelo here? He's over the golf
yeah. Mississippi Amateur Association.
He's got some buddies up there, and our assistant coach is like, man, let's reach out to them. So I don't know if you remember this name, Engel Martin. Used to be a quarterback at Florida. He's their head coach at CPA, and – you know, they're like a national type of school. They recruit all the above, and it's a very nice school. And it's like, look, let's set this up. And it was going to be like we were either going to – they were either going to play us or go out to California and play a school like Modern Day or something like that. And so it was like, look, we'll come up there, and you won't have to pay us to come up
there.
Yeah,
we can't.
You know, like we just want our guys to get a cool experience and, you know, play something that's different. And I think it's awesome to give these guys a different type of experience.
I don't know many industries, Brian, where networking is more prevalent than coaching. I mean, we see it all the time.
Yeah, I mean, because you can, you know, it's not easy to put together something like this because it's not just, I mean, it's great for the kids, but it's great for the fans. It's just great for high school football in general to have these kind of matchups that Tupelo will have next year because there's, you know, Coach is not going to say this, but I'm going to say it. The district play, conference play is going to be pretty weak, you know, as compared to what they used to see.
Right.
So you have to, as Coach said on his show, time after time, iron sharpens iron. And some of those schools that in conference play and district play, you know, they can get a lot better from year to year. And that's very well could be, but it's just not going to – you're not going to see – the competition of the Starkvilles, of Madison Centrals, and all of the above that they've normally see this year with the restructuring of the 7A. Mm-hmm.
Moving right along to Sunday's matchups, the Kansas City Reps versus the Philly Fettermans, a 5:30 kick. You know, my favorite part, just started thinking, one of my favorite parts of the Super Bowl is the 30-minute built-in nap. At halftime.
Halftime. It's an extended halftime. Yes.
I mean, I've been watching pregame for 5 hours. Watch the first half, get a 30-minute nap, and you're refreshed and ready to. I highly recommend it, gentlemen, because, as you may know, and I had to look, who's performing at halftime this Super Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
Kendrick Lamar. You guys are a little younger. You know him, Coach?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, you a fan?
I would say – his song, Not Like Us, this year was probably the most popular, what would you say, athletic event song. Every band was playing it, the theme song for that. I mean, it was the – you heard our band play it every week. You hear everybody's band play it.
Okay.
I mean,
I've not heard it. Did I recognize you, Brian?
I've heard it, obviously, from a band, but I have no idea what it was. Because I was at a lot of games.
Yes.
Could you sing a little for us, Coach, today?
I'm not a singer. It'd be good just to play, you know, Mike could play it. I don't know.
I'm doubting, probably, but apparently he sold more than 7.5 million albums.
That's getting it done.
And most of those came from his 2017, you may remember, the album entitled Simply Damn. Not like a... the Hoover Dam, either,
no,
Will.
No,
Will
no.
would never talk about it. No. Say that. 4 million. He's had 5 albums reach number one. So pretty impressive track record. But guess what? He's been nominated for 57 Grammys, and he's won, I believe the number is 22. I saw a list there. So
that's a nice resume.
In comparison, now what do they give the Grammys for? I thought musical excellence.
Yeah.
Contribution. To popular music, right?
Apparently not anymore.
Not.
When Beyonce wins Country Album of the Year, come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's to my point. Beyonce leads all Grammy winners. I think she's got like 35 of them, something like crazy number. In comparison, all right, Kendrick Lamar with 22. Michael Jackson has 13 Grammys lifetime. Surprising. Johnny Cash, 13. Because, you know. He wasn't that good. He was no Kendrick Lamar. Dolly Parton, how many?
Double figures with 10.
Sinatra.
Just one less. That's at nine.
It. Who knows Sinatra? Hey. Thank you. I'm unavailable. Johnny's phone. He must have left it here.
He did.
Tuesday.
He does that from time to time.
I just thought, this is crazy. If you look at the Oscar, the Grammy list, and it's virtually as meaningless as the Grammys, the Oscar. Prince has won 7. The Eagles, 6. Elvis won 3 Grammys.
3.
Now, the mind blower. Who is 5th all-time Grammy awards? I thought this was a mistake. LeBron James has won 27 Grammy awards.
What?
The world is officially nuts. Apparently, and I had to do the... I said, that can't be. Apparently, it's from producing rap artists. Owning a production company.
Huh.
That they come out with a bunch. And if you look at all the... You know,
I wonder how many people knew that.
The artists,
I did not know that.
LeBron is 5th all time in Grammys. So he's got that over Jordan, I guess.
Yeah, Larry Bird, I don't see him. No, I don't think Larry had any Grammys.
And Cristiano Ronaldo's won more than him. And I'm like, what are you... These are guys who invest in production companies. Right. Gotta be.
And, you know, back to the halftime show, I'm just curious, is there any other rule change that is different from the regular season to the championship game than the halftime show? Because NFL halftimes are really, really short.
Correct.
I mean, it's barely long enough for a restroom break.
Yeah.
Totally different Not from high school and college.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
it's short. And to go for, I mean, it's probably 3 times as long in the Super Bowl. I mean, that's a whole different perspective and a whole different game changer. If it could benefit one team or the other, how you alter your game plan and look at things. It's just
that's a great point.
I find that odd that they
be that cramping
a league changes something so dramatically
for the biggest game of the year.
For the biggest game of the year.
Yeah.
And it's the most – I mean, NFL is the best time efficiency there is when it comes to games compared to college.
Yeah, Coach, would you like triple the time at half in any game?
It's just it is kind of weird. You know, but the other team's got to deal with it too.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So it's –
That's true. All right.
Just imagine the staff meetings. I mean, I've never been a staff meeting, obviously, Todd, but I mean – just think, I mean, the coaches had to have several staff, I mean, just to how to approach a 30-minute halftime as opposed to what they're used to.
Absolutely.
Maybe they take a nap.
Yeah, it could give the refs time to adjust.
That's right.
Between the first half.
Take a few calls.
Do they go look at the Vegas odds?
Yes, exactly.
The refs have to, it takes them longer. And thought here from Swamp on the halftime show, geez, we need the Stones or Aerosmith. Or something in these Super Bowl halftime shows. I'm not sure they're still available.
Not sure how they would execute.
Dillard says, hey, David says hello. Dillard. David's going to be out at B-Dubs with us today.
Yes.
Says there are a ton more categories now for the Grammys than there were 30, 40 years ago. So they're giving out more Grammys.
There you go.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Commercial break format is longer also for the Super Bowl. Instead of 2 minutes, you're going to get about 5. Some of these breaks. I mean, I'm guessing.
I wonder what the normal time frame for a normal Super Bowl is. I wonder what the usually they start at 5?
5:30. Well, 5:30.
The pregame actually started about 30 minutes ago. Fox.
48 hours of pregame. Yeah.
They're going to view every citizen of New Orleans. Every person who's ever seen a Super Bowl will be interviewed in depth. They got to get them ratings.
I think that has something to do with the 30-minute. I mean, we're just talking about the entertainment. That's what the Super Bowl for a lot of people are. I mean, just think of – I mean, all of us will be watching the game, but a lot of the Super Bowl parties, it's just a chance for friends to talk.
Right.
It's sort of like going to an Ole Miss game, right, Brian?
Yeah.
The game's sort of in the background.
Background noise.
So you're talking about time. I know we're going to talk about some of the prop bets, but – I mean, wouldn't it be awesome to know that you knew personally who was singing the national anthem? He could say, hey.
How long is that bad boy?
How long is that? Give or take a second.
Give or take a second. We talked about that the other day, I think maybe Wednesday. Also, They have bets, and Dillard would be a good guy to ask about this. They have a prop if the camera is going to cut away to Taylor Swift during the national anthem. Someone already knows that.
Right. Sure.
Someone already knows the length of the anthem.
Yeah.
Right.
You can say, look, you can either change my life or ruin my life.
Yeah. Right.
And I can help you.
What color the Gatorade's going to be? What color do you prefer dumped on your head, Coach? Nope.
I have no preference.
Just get dumped.
Just get dumped.
What's that feel like? Is it awesome?
It's, yes. You really don't even feel it. You don't feel it until like an hour later. Like, oh, my.
I'm covered in sugar.
Right.
Yeah. Who among us?
I'm a lemon lime, though. I love, you know.
Yeah, it's hard to go against that.
So somebody knows what color's going in that bucket, right?
Sure.
And that's a big bet. Yeah. Huge bet.
Mm-hmm. Dillard says commercial breaks are by 3.5. You think switches in eternity, and when you're getting $8 million a pop, I'd say run them bad boys. So let's look at some of the prop bets you may have missed. The hundreds of ways you can wager on this game. First commercial break will feature a liberal -2,000.
Who's coming up with these?
I'm not sure. Really. Okay, I may have made them up.
Okay,
yeah, just roll with it. First commercial features an animal. I'm going to say that's pretty solid. They love animals.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right? Either a liberal or an animal. In some cases, both.
And or.
Here's one. Halftime show dancers practically naked. I'm going to give that, right? I'm going to give that a sprinkle.
No brainer.
I'm sprinkling on the naked dancers. Over under on official reviews. 4.5. What do you think?
There'll definitely be some.
How many reviews? You going over?
We'll go over. Mm-hmm. Just to.
All right. Chiefs getting all the review calls their way.
I'm betting on that one.
Yeah.
They go review, man. It's going to be. Everybody in America is going to be saying, well, here it comes. Yep. Here it comes. Even on obvious stuff, right? Here's a question that we'll move on from that silliness. Mailman checking in. Coach, you have many former players come back and work out of school during off season. Are they allowed to come back?
Absolutely, yeah. So we, like Cade Kilgore, he's going to come back and work out today because most junior colleges are off on Fridays, and so he's going to come and get a workout with us. Yes, they're open anytime, and we want that. You know, it's we'll have random ones all the time. They'll come in and work out, and because it's you know, they're used to it, and you know. Just says a lot about them, for sure.
Yeah, I bet the kids dig it, too.
Yeah, they do. They love seeing those guys.
Yeah.
They love it.
Occasionally, you have camps that, you know, the NFL guys come down and put on it. See a number of those every year, too. So, good question there. Appreciate you, mailman, for saying hello today. 7 days, 1 week from today, Brian. College baseball season will open.
Sting.
Yeah.
What was that?
That was like an aluminum bat, kind of.
Did you do that?
Yeah, I just
did. That's good.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Before we dive off into it, do you feel like, I mean, obviously I think it's a no-brainer. You saw how SEC basketball this year. Is it going to be comparable of this many teams in the top 10, top 15? Like the top 12 teams in the SEC are all in the top 15? You know, is it going to be like that?
Yeah, I mean, I do. I think, because you're adding Texas and Oklahoma, and they're going to be – much better in the sport of baseball than in football. Obviously, Texas was good this year in football, but I mean, both of these teams will be very, very competitive in the league this year and in conference play. And it's you know, like you said, Ty, and baseball is just trying to get to 500 in conference play. I mean, that is that's a win. Mm-hmm. If you can get to 500. And so I think there will be some separation. Toward the end, I haven't looked at everybody's schedule, but it's going to be a monumental.
If somebody
test.
Tell you, you know, in 2025, football is going to be the weaker of the three sports, nobody would have believed it.
Right. No.
But it seems to be happening here. Here's just a look at the predicted order of finish. Texas A&M had like four guys on the preseason all SEC team, first team, actually. Mm-hmm. Tennessee second. You see anything here, Brian, or guys that surprise you in terms of, you know, Mississippi State predicted ninth. And then there's Ole Miss.
Yeah, just one slot ahead of Missouri at number 15, Missouri 16th. guess they're not anticipating anybody turning the corner over there.
Is that a surprise, Rigby?
I mean, I think it's not a surprise. I think it's, you know, based on what you saw last year, that's kind of where you have to put them. Mm-hmm. But I think that if I'm Coach Bianco, I'm happy. Happy.
Yes. Yeah, to playing the weeds. Off,
That's bulletin board stuff, too.
Yeah.
Right? All right, as we said, the season gets underway Friday. The Bulldogs will host a back-to-back home series. Next Friday, they'll have Manhattan in for three. They'll hit the road to Southern for a midweek and then Missouri State the following weekend. Hunter Hines was named the first team preseason, 22 homers last year. First Mississippi State player since Brent Rooker in 2017 to hit 20 or more homers in a single season. Another Hunter named to the All-SEC preseason, second team Ole Miss's Hunter Elliott.
Yep, former Tupelo High standout, and that could be a key to see how Ole Miss can kind of move up a little bit as well.
Yeah, and I think it would be interesting to see if they move Hunter to Friday night or, you know, in years past, have him on Saturday. That strategic placement of your starting pitchers and Coach Mangrum and how he will approach that this year for Ole Miss. But obviously, State and Ole Miss will be counting on the Hunters a lot this year. Because, I mean, it's just – it's such good play, and you're going to have these players that we haven't heard of emerge out of this conference this year. I look to have a big year out of Georgia. What Wes Johnson is doing at Georgia, former pitching coach at Mississippi State, former pitching coach at Arkansas. He's been around. He's been in the MLB before, but he is just a great recruiter, great coach, and what he's doing at Georgia is pretty impressive.
All right, before we head to our history lesson, let's go back to the text line for a few questions here and thoughts. Really enjoyed the golf coach yesterday. We did.
Yeah, Chris Malloy. Yeah.
That was great.
Number one ranked Ole Miss golf team, golf team. How about
that? Yeah, it's not often we have a number one ranked coach in the house.
And he is a good dude.
He is, yeah.
We get one every Friday morning, though.
Yeah.
Mr. Ty Hart.
Sure, yeah. Is the annual Daytona trip still on?
It's on.
It's on. Okay,
baby. We're gonna give away a spot on the bus to go down, Brian.
All right,
just random. I can remember another listener said this is Jared, by the way, in New Albany. Russell Copeland coming back to the gym, catching passes from Jarius Jackson.
Oh wow!
With Lou Holtz watching when I was in the 10th grade.
That's Jarius, a cool story.
Of course, went on to Notre Dame.
Yep.
And I had to tell you, he was one of the most. I did play-by-play for Tupelo during that time. And Jarius was such an interesting case, Coach, because he's probably the best safety that I've ever seen in person, dude. And everybody wanted him for that position, SEC. He wanted to play quarterback.
I mean, some kids draw a line in the sand, you know. I mean, he believes in himself and, you know, more power to him. He was able to go and do that. You know, now he's a long stint in the Canadian Football League and still coaching.
He ended up a captain at Notre Dame.
Yeah.
And a lot of folks say he'll never pan out at that level playing quarterback. And ended up, and I believe went to the Broncos for a little while.
What quarterback did he beat in his one of his first – that's the easiest trivia question ever. What quarterback did he beat in one of his first starts? I really don't know that.
Is it –
Tom Brady.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I thought it was Tom Brady.
He beat Tom Brady.
Yeah, Notre Dame, Michigan. That was always a huge one.
Dang, Coach,
how about
with a
that?
Nugget this
Man,
morning. Super
Mr.
Nugget.
Mr. West has got nothing on Coach Harden. No.
I didn't remember that. I'm sure I saw it. But, yeah, Tom Brady, who will be in the broadcast booth.
Yes.
Sunday.
He will.
And, you know, I heard him interviewed about it. He said, I'll be as nervous for this as I would be a game. I said, I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the biggest.
You're a lot better
event.
At football, by the way.
But if he would think about it, he probably should be less nervous because there's less people that should be listening.
True. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's.
That's true.
A lot of background noise.
You're right.
Let's kick it in reverse. Back that thing up to the year
1882. The last bare knuckle champion, John L. Sullivan. He knocked out Patty Ryan in Mississippi City, Mississippi, which is, by the way, near Gulfport.
It was, I believe. I read a book about John Sullivan.
Great.
The Boston Strong Boy.
Yes.
He was the last bare knuckle champ, and he was the first gloved heavyweight champ.
Also, too, he was in the longest bare knuckle fight ever.
Right.
That and
they'd go like 75 rounds.
He's also got an awesome restaurant named after him.
John L. Too. Sullivan, my friend.
Sully's. And Sully's in Hattiesburg. Oh, yes. Yes, that's what it's
that's
after.
What that is?
Yes.
I love that place.
It's
I him. Never knew that.
John L. Sullivan, dude. And he is, as a child, his parents wanted him to be a priest. But he played professional baseball. Now, this was the 1860s, 18,
oh my
right?
Gosh,
he
yes.
went on to play professional baseball, got paid well, and then went into fighting. And he was one of the first superstar athletes in our country.
I never knew that yeah. Sully's
what
restaurant.
What happened to being a priest?
I don't know. Gave that up. Gave up the
took
priesthood.
A different lane.
Yeah, indeed. All right, let's go.
1893, Vanderbilt University claims it participated in the first organized intercollegiate basketball game at the Nashville YMCA. Vanderbilt beats YMCA 9-3.
What, the YMCA have like an all-star team?
That ain't a college game.
A lot of scoring, huh?
Yes.
All right. Oh. Here's a good one.
Yeah, 1949, Joe DiMaggio becomes the first $100,000 a year baseball
player.
That's
good money in 49.
That's really good money.
Imagine.
Yesterday I talked about my brother and I going to the 2011 Super Bowl, but in 2010, the Super Bowl at Sun Life Stadium there in Miami, the Saints beat the Colts 31-17, Drew Brees.
Last but not least, 2016.
44. Okay.
44.
Super Bowl.
Oh, sorry. Yes, 44.
Okay. What was it? Super Bowl. Which
50.
One? 50.
50.
Okay. Denver Broncos beat Carolina Panthers.
He's giving us
24-10. MVP, Von Miller.
Yeah,
Von Miller. I had no idea that Roman numerals would be so much fun on the program.
It's like,
yeah,
you know,
is.
That's
I'm
the,
with Ty
that's
on that.
The only Super Bowl they didn't use the letter for because they said it's an L. It'll confuse everyone.
Oh, okay.
So they just went with their, you know, their logos and everything. Super Bowl 50. Yeah.
Huh.
All right.
Good stuff.
Is that the last one?
That's uh-huh. it.
That's yeah. ball game.
I remember that game because was Cam Newton on his back that game?
Yep.
The whole game. Was
he
it?
Got Sackleton how many times?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. About a minute left. I want to remind you we'll be at Buffalo Wild Wings with a very special event today. We got all sorts of stuff, SEC basketball tickets. We have Mitchell distributing swag. I got a truckload out there.
Mm.
And we'll be giving that away. And we'll be, of course, enjoying a great lunch out there. We're going to miss Will today. But
I hate it.
Out. Yep.
But Coach wants me to talk to him this afternoon instead of tomorrow. So.
And I wanted to give a shout-out to a listener who said, I listen every day on my way back from taking my girl to daycare. Alan Larson over at Backswing, the new golf sim place.
Okay.
We were over there yesterday. Drew and I and had a great time. And just want to thank Alan for listening. Hopefully we can get him on the show pretty soon. All right. Anything else, guys?
How about there's 9 5 stars that'll be playing in the Super Bowl 32 that weren't even ranked as a one
right?
star.
Who y'all got?
That's the NFL.
That's
I'm
the
going
NFL.
With the Eagles.
Birds.
Chiefs.
Chiefs.
See y'all next week.
Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Mid-Delta Auction is holding two March auctions, a spring equipment auction Thursday, March the 20th in Greenwood, plus a retirement auction at Ewing Farm in Anguilla on Thursday, March the 13th. Visit mdauction.com for details on both. That's mdauction.com. We'll see you there.